listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.
All right, let's get somebody enrolled in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school. Hello, KSLX.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is JJ.
JJ, would you like to enroll in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school?
Absolutely.
All right, how about we give you a series of questions, and by a series, I mean three. Get two out of three correct, and you win a fabulous set of prizes, including a year's supply of Eclipse gum.
Fantastic.
All right, here we go.
I thought you'd say dynamite, since your name is JJ.
Ouch.
But anyway, we're going to talk eclipses here. On the average, how often does a total solar eclipse occur somewhere on Earth? Is it every 4 years, every 18 months, or every time President Trump tweets?
I'm going to go with B.
Every 18 months? You are correct.
Nice. Well played.
Nice, JJ.
What's up, astrology?
Here's the next question. When was the last coast-to-coast eclipse in the United States? 1918 or 1953?
1953.
Oh, no. It was 1918. Coaster.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
When does a solar eclipse occur? During a new moon, during a crescent moon, or during a hung moon?
New moon.
New moon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice job.
JJ's got a year's supply of eclipse gum.
And I'm sure we'll put together a fabulous swag bag as well, which will include said gum.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Right,
hang on the line.
Hang with us.
All right.
So there, we've already started off with a winner.
That's right.
But of course, everybody's the winner today because all guests on the Mark and Neanderthal program win a year's supply of Eclipse gum.
Yes.
That means even if you don't win the 30-second song challenge or anything we do a little bit later on, we're still giving away the gum.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah, well,
it's like a parting gift.
Well, you know what? We have this gum, and somebody's got to chew it. And there's too much for everybody here to chew, so you can have it.
Yep, it's chewy gum is what it is. So, I haven't had a stick of gum, or I don't even know. The Eclipse doesn't even come in sticks. It's like Chiclets, right?
I think it's like a Chiclet.
Yeah.
I don't chew Eclipse gum, although I would if it was given to me for free and I had a year's worth. Hell, I'm all over that.
Well, what other choice do you have, really?
I'm on that like white on rice.
But I don't remember the last time I had a stick of gum or a piece of gum. Maybe today will be that day.
Delicious.
You know what I mean? There are certain things like you sit back and you say to yourself, when's the last time I had a bowl of oatmeal? See what I mean?
I had one a few hours ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
You eat oatmeal every day?
I like oatmeal.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know when you said that, it reminded me of Blazing Saddles. You said rape twice. I like rape.
No, I like oatmeal. I do not like rape.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yes.
It's a very bold position you've just taken there.
Yeah.
Probably not the best choice of words I used right there.
No.
It's Mark and Neanderthal. Welcome to the final Monday of our existence.
That's right. It's going to be all eclipse all morning here at KSLX.
Mark and Neanderthal.
On any other day, Jerry Lewis's death yesterday or over the weekend would have been the big story.
Yeah, it's still a pretty big story. I mean, he came so long before me.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know much.
Here's the thing.
I'm not a big Jerry Lewis guy, but he did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can't say Jerry Lewis without somebody just going, "Hey, lady."
Yeah,
everybody
exactly,
does it. Yeah. So when you've got a Pavlovian response from somebody when they say Jerry Lewis and they go, "Hey, lady," you know that that guy made an impact in the world.
So he said, you know, he probably told somebody one time, you know, unless something crazy happens, when I die, it's going to be the biggest story. And something crazy has happened. We got a total eclipse today.
Yes.
Around here, it won't be as total as some other parts of
the
country.
It'll be 63% total. It'll be like a Canadian eclipse.
You know, listen, if you got some glasses at Dutch Brothers Coffee.
True story. This is not a joke.
No, not a joke. They were actually handing out great coffee. Glasses? Not so much, apparently. They've recalled all the safety glasses they gave away at Dutch Brothers.
You know that has lawsuit written all over it.
It could.
That could be it for Dutch Brothers. If somebody gets those glasses, stares into the sun, blinds themselves.
Is it worth it, though?
Yeah, the good news is you'll have all the coffee you'll ever want. The bad news is you won't be able to put creamer in it because you can't see the mug. So, you know. Just saying.
There's that, as they say. But, yeah, that is the big thing today. Just be careful. You know, if you don't have the proper protection, don't look into the sun.
Yeah, probably not a good idea to do that.
You have to have the correct glasses.
Absolutely.
When the moon blocks all the sunlight and they say don't look up there, without protection, your eyeballs won't have a frickin' prayer. Don't count on your Ray-Bans like all of the dumbasses. Only use official Eclipse glasses.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning.
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Let's do this. We'll take some fake news, take some alternative facts, and mix them all together for you.
Yep, everything you're about to hear has been made up, or has it? Yes, it has.
One-hit wonder singer Corey Hart wears his solar eclipse glasses at night.
Oh, no. Have you seen the glasses? They're pretty amazing.
Don't they look like 3D glasses?
No, all of those. I saw some. One of the guys on CNN was showing it. They had they were completely mirrored. They look pretty badass. It's like state trooper glasses.
Well, I can't see much of anything right now. I'm wearing a welding helmet.
Right, exactly. So. That's what we did. Make sure the show is as safe as possible. We don't want to chance it.
No.
By the way, today's eclipse is happening because, according to Facebook, the universe revolves around you.
This one is from listener Anthony Curto, who says, during the eclipse, David Gilmour will at long last see Roger Waters on the dark side of the moon, but Roger Waters still won't acknowledge him. Lot of bad blood.
Right.
Lot of bad blood.
And this is the time, you probably haven't already done it, but if you place a fresh Viagra tablet in the houseplant soil today, like if you're trying to grow a garden,
yeah,
and then repeat every 6 months, the plant will not wilt.
Heard that.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, many radio stations across the U.S. today are having their How Long Can You Stare at the Sun contest for great prizes like T-shirts and concert tickets.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a twist on that. It's actually How Long Can You Stare at the Sun, S-O-N. And what you'll have to do is you'll have to meet Eric Trump's dead gaze. And the first one to blink wins. I think that's how that works, right?
That may be it. Staring at the sun, S-U-N, is not really
a
wise
choice. That's a bad idea.
It's not something you should do today.
Right, exactly.
So,
all guests of the Mark and Neanderthal radio program today will win a year's supply of Eclipse gum. That's true.
Now, you keep saying all guests. All winners today.
I don't know. Anybody that takes part in it. You know how much gum we have to give away?
Well, anybody who takes part in a contest or something like that. Yeah, if you just call in and you make a funny quip or something.
No.
We can't guarantee you gum.
No. No, we don't have that kind of budget.
No.
No, we don't have any budget. We're giving away gum. Seriously, think about that. It's not very expensive. All right, it's the Great American Eclipse Monday. That's actually what they're calling it. It actually has a name because, you know, CNN and everybody had to have a graphic. Great American Eclipse Monday.
Yeah. And the important thing is not to look at the sun.
Right. Probably not a good idea.
As you should never really do for any length of time.
Right. But the idea that we need to be told this, and again, it bears repeating, if you got eclipse glasses from Dutch Brothers, the coffee place, don't use them. This is not a joke. They recalled them, and that's bad news.
Yeah, great coffee, bad glasses.
Yeah, well, you know, when I think of ophthalmology, I think, let's go get some coffee. Probably a good idea. We've also been getting a ton of requests for sun-related songs, vision-related songs, moon-related songs, all of that stuff today. At 9 o'clock this morning, because we're lazy, we've decided, to hell with it, let's just roll Dark Side of the Moon, start to finish.
Well, the appropriateness outweighs our laziness, but they go together nicely.
Right, yeah, it's a convergence. It's an eclipse of laziness,
yes, it is,
and radio-appropriate bitness. Yeah. So we got that going for us.
Yeah, which is nice.
Right.
But that's a great thing to play. There are certain songs we should not play today, though, right?
And there are some that I really love, but they're not really what we do. Like, do you remember the band Tonic?
Tonic, yeah, they had a few hits.
Tonic, what was their big one?
If You Could Only See.
If You Could Only See. That was a big hit.
Which was kind of an appropriate eclipse song.
Yeah, that would be a great eclipse song today. We could play either of the Tonic songs today, but this was the one that I really, really loved. Remember their song?
We can't play that today.
We cannot play this song.
Because the advice is so dangerous.
Right, yes.
Open up your eyes.
Yep. Don't do this today.
No.
Open up your eyes. Don't do that. That would be bad. You could actually go blind if you do that. Your mother was right. If you do that, you'll go blind.
Yes. You know what other song we can't play today? That big hit from the band Kix.
Love Kix. I'm a huge Kix fan. Love that band. This song here. See, this is a situation where you should ignore that advice. You should close your eyes.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, don't. Close your eyes.
Yes. Good idea to do that. Yeah, close your eyes. Don't open up your eyes. In fact, Ignore all of the advice that you've just heard for the past 2 minutes.
Right.
Ignore what Tonic said. Ignore what Kick said. In fact, do the exact opposite.
Big day for Bonnie Tyler, too, with Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah, she's doing a cruise today. I wonder if she's getting paid huge money today to do that
cruise. Getting paid well.
She could have held out. She's like, it'll be a cold day in hell or a huge total solar eclipse before we pay Bonnie Tyler to sing on our boat. Speaking of which, remember this? This is her song, technically. But this version, is this Dan Finnerty? You know who Dan Finnerty is? He's the lead singer of the Dan Band. Remember The Hangover?
Yes, I do.
Here we go. He's committed. He's committed to it.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
He's got it.
Oh, yeah, no, he's on it.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. I see the fucking look in your eyes.
Whoa, whoa. Didn't expect that. This is great.
Every now and then I fall apart.
He's in Old School and a bunch of other movies.
Yes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
And he's committed to it, though.
I need you now, tonight.
He's belting it out. Oh, no, it's coming. You know the one we're waiting for. Here it comes. Are we singing?
I'm not singing.
Come on. Sing along. You know it.
I don't know the words.
Oh.
I only know Turn Around and all that.
Okay. My favorite part is when he comes back out of this.
Mark and Neanderthal.
So don't look at the sky this morning. Don't look directly at the sun. Don't look indirectly at the sun. Not a good idea.
I think things kick off at 9:06 our time.
Right.
In Oregon. So, yes. You know, over the next hour or two after that, it'll gradually get darker and so forth. I believe the peak is around 10:30, something
about,
like
about
that.
About 20 of 11, 10:38, yeah. They're saying, for us anyway. And again, we're only going to get 63% obscurity.
Yes, yeah, so beware the umbra.
Right.
I believe that's the word. That's okay. That's the height of the eclipse. That's the darkest it will become.
Well done.
Umbra.
Now, there's also something that, you know, we got a criticism here, an email that came into the KSLX Facebook page because we have yet to mention the fact that the Mark and Neanderthal tinfoil hats are available at your local retail establishment of choice.
And they are.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, you know, because we don't want the aliens to be able to read your brain, although this isn't really an alien event. Or
is it?
No, it's not. But it is a solar event, and you should be careful.
Do not look at the sun.
Do not look directly at the sun. In fact, it's a cautionary tale from the what?
I know you've been told this, so it's no surprise. When there's an eclipse, you shan't look unto the skies. You could burn your eyes, your eyes, your to see the sun intermittently when it goes away. Well, the joke is on you. You're gonna look like a fool. Your mother said not to try, but you had to defy. And now you burn your eyes, your eyes. Now you burn your eyes, your eyes. Now you burn your eyes, your eyes, your eyes, your eyes. Your eyes.
So it's Eclipse Monday, the Great American Eclipse.
Yep.
Now, this will happen later on, and just in case you don't know what happens, At a certain point today, NFL Hall of Famer Warren Moon will be directly in between the Earth and the Sun, thus blocking the Sun's rays from reaching the Earth.
So. He was a big star, a very big star.
He really was, yeah.
We actually been getting some emails. The reality of this situation is this is a weird thing. You know, we see the Sun every day. Especially here in the Valley of the Sun. We see it 330 days. The moon's getting screwed. The moon is the star of today's show.
The moon is doing the heavy lifting.
Right. The moon is doing all the work. The moon is the one. The moon is so cool, it's able to block out the sun for most of the country.
Right.
I think the moon needs a new agent is what's going to happen there.
Needs definitely a new PR firm.
Yeah. And now, if you got your eclipse glasses from Dutch Brothers, don't use them. Apparently, and this is not a joke.
They've recalled them.
They're apparently not good enough for you to be staring at the sun. I mean, you shouldn't look at the sun anyway. I know everybody's like, oh, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Look, do you really need to see it? It's going to be on the news. It's going to be on, I mean, you can stream it online. I mean, it's why risk your vision in a situation like that? But if you're going to do it, you should make sure you have some eclipse glasses.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the only way to go. Be safe, not sorry.
100.7 KSLX. You know who really got the shaft is Jerry Lewis, the legendary comic.
He's the Farrah Fawcett of today.
Yeah.
Remember when Farrah Fawcett died? Who died right after?
It was same day, Michael Jackson.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but she died first. There was like, oh, crushing death in the world of Hollywood. Farrah Fawcett, legendary pinup. And then all of a sudden, Michael Jackson died. Goodbye.
Knocked Farrah Fawcett right off the front page. Right. And you know, with the eclipse going on, Jerry Lewis... 91 years old, legendary comedian.
It was time.
Well, you know, he had been sick many, many different times.
He had the diabetes. He had some heart problems. Yeah. He had all kinds. Remember a few years ago when he blew up like somebody that had Willy Wonka chocolate?
It was amazing. They showed some footage yesterday on TV. Oh, yeah. I saw he was so bloated. I'd never seen anything like that.
He looked like the guy who exploded in Big Trouble in Little China. You know what I mean? Horrible.
Not to be crude, but
No. I mean, he was very unhealthy.
And he said, you know, it's from medication.
Prednisone.
Yeah. So,
all right, let's check in with ZNN, shall we?
Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
All the day's news set to Led Zeppelin's Black Dog.
All right, here you go. The big story. More dangerous than a loaded gun. Gaze today at the darkened sun. Mm-hmm. Don't want to do that.
Don't do that.
Bad news right there. All right, Mark, hit me.
Jerry Lewis has passed away. All I can say about that is, hey, lady. Oh,
man.
That was the tagline, right?
Right there on the tee, wasn't it? And this is a true story here. If you got your glasses from Dutch Brothers, seriously, you should really use some others.
Yes, don't use those. Yes. They've been recalled.
Yes, Dutch Brothers eclipse glasses are apparently not safe for you to look up at the sky yet.
Right. And you know what we've been talking about? Doing it on your phone.
Right.
Everything, you know, like turn away from the sun and then do the reverse selfie kind of thing.
Yeah.
That may not be great either. You might want to have some kind of lens over that too.
No, if you're going to do it, I mean, you know, just watch it stream on the internet if you have any concerns about your vision, and you should. Don't risk it. It's a buddy of mine from Boston posted up on Facebook this morning. He's like, "Today is going to be the most busy day for eye doctors and ophthalmologists all around the United States because people just don't listen
and just calling with random questions too."
Yeah, stupid things going on. So be careful. Do not look directly at the 63% of the sun that will be obscured today. By the way, at 9 o'clock, we're going to play you the one Pink Floyd album you have to play on a day of an eclipse, "Obscured by Clouds." We have Philip on the line. I believe it's Philip on the line. He is now going to take part in yet another stupid Mark and Neanderthal game.
All right, Philip, here's what we're going to do. Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart was number one back in September of 1983. We're going to quiz you by giving you the song titles and playing a little bit of some of the other songs that were on the chart at that time. You have only 5 seconds to answer. That prevents you from Googling, okay?
You learned your lesson from last week.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Bet we did, pal. All right. Here is the first song. It is the song. It was number 14 at the same time Total Eclipse of the Heart was one. It is Putting on the Ritz.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Do you know who sang that song?
Putting on the Ritz.
Yes.
Who is it?
Taco.
Nice. Well done.
Nailed it. Here's your next one. This was number four when Bonnie Tyler was number one. It is the song Maniac.
She's a maniac.
You got it already?
You know who it is.
Who was it?
Michael Sambello?
Yes, indeed. Michael Sambello.
Nice.
Nice job. Let's see if you can do a clean sweep here. The last song we had ready for you was written by the Bee Gees' Barry Gibb. It was Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream. That is what we are. No one in between.
Okay, can you tell us who sang that?
Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
Oh, this guy is
good. Look
at good.
You. Nice job.
You know what? Let's give you a couple of quick ones. Okay.
Didn't date much in the 80s, did you?
I'm a student of the 80s music, MTV.
Okay, then.
Okay, how about the song which was number 10, Far From Over?
Ooh.
Did I already win, or is this like a bonus?
No, you
this
already
is
won.
Bonus. You
Why,
already
are you
won.
Withholding information from us? You're like, you know what? I'm not going to give you the milk for free.
That's right.
This is challenging. No, let's hear it.
Well, okay. We don't have it. It's
we
so
don't
obscure.
Have it ready. It was
we didn't have it ready. Mark threw me a curveball.
It was Frank Stallone.
Oh, no one will get that.
Right, yeah, exactly. And why should they?
Hang on, you're a winner. You've got a year's supply of Eclipse gum.
Wow.
And that's courtesy of the Spiegel Catalog, Chicago 60609.
Hang on the line.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get
Pretty
to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.